a short-term rental. And so I've got history of it, history of rental there, but I wanted to make sure we, like I said, did things the correct way. So,
do we have anybody that signed up to speak for or against this application?
Get out of here.
Well, I mean, if you were to pick an A1 location to be a nightly rental property,
there's not a lot around it, right?
There's not much around it, and there's a ton of commercial and other. I mean, you got a transfer state, and the other thing is it's
right on Ozark Mountain High Road, easy access. City, and it's a family spot. Like I said, it's a 5-bedroom. It's got kids' rooms in there. So anytime I'm ever traveling to an Airbnb, I always look for places for my kids. It's bunk rooms for them, and it's just right down the road from all the cool stuff, Solar City, but also 3.5 acres, so we can get out in the woods. I grew up in farmland, so I'll probably cut some trails for people to walk around on it, but that's the general idea. And then a nice little family retreat whenever we want to get down here.
So that would be a sleep 12? What are you asking for? Is it a 5-bedder?
It's 5-bed. I'd say sleep 12 if you're counting kids, like 4 kiddos and then 4 sets of adults.
Usually it's 2 per bedroom and 2 for...
I don't know how to count it on that one. But
two,
yeah.
2 per bedroom and 2 on the couch.
Yeah. Fair enough.
And you could, being a CUP, you could limit him to 12 if that's what you guys... Even though our regs say 20, you know, if he doesn't have it, doesn't have it.
I mean, ideally, in an ideal situation, we'd have 8 adults and 4 kids because the bunk room's got 2 bunks for kiddos. So, I mean, that would put us at 12. Worst-case scenario, it would be nice to have access to more in case you have those the teenagers sleeping on the couch or whatever. But I'm defer to your judgment on that case, but it'd be nice to, like you said, if we push it past 12 just in case you got an extra kiddo or something. But
How's the parking out in front?
So there's a giant circle drive out front, so it should impact anything on the road. You can easily get 2 cars wide, if not more, on the top left corner, and then another 4 or 5 cars around the circle
He's
drive.
He's on his own little road.
Okay.
No one drives past
him. We have that road access. It's just right off of the Boyd Avenue. So.
I think the key would just to be sure to get your people in your driveway and not their driveway.
Yeah, we'll probably identify it with some type of signage. Make sure the signage is proper for it. It's also a bright blue house, so it's easily identifiable for guests that are coming in there. The general idea is to make sure, the signage needs to be there without being obstructive or obtuse to anybody around, and good access to it.
And what are you thinking for trash?
So I am working, our property manager works on the trash situation, but either way I will, right now there's a dumpster here that I believe is, I don't know her last name, but Miss Loretta has this property here, and there's a dumpster here that I think is access to her property, but we could, we also have tie downs abilities that we need to bring down here for easy access for trash, but also our property manager said that they handle all that to make sure that it's accessible by waste management.
One of the biggest complaints we've had in a sort of an A1 situation is putting a dumpster right at the beginning of your driveway and trash hits all your neighbors.
For sure.
So my ask would be that that's not the case,
yes,
and that you do the right thing from...
Yeah, I mean, I'm okay if the truck needs to come off the drive a bit, and I don't know. I mean, those guys are way better driving trucks than I am. So whatever we need to do to make it... easy access, but also not obtuse and obstructive, because obviously we don't want to cause any problems. I don't know, this first building that we see coming in here right off the, when you make the left onto it, that first building, that's a little dilapidated, it looks pretty run down, so I mean, hopefully down the road we can improve that, but you know, hopefully a trash can isn't going to cause any problems, but we should, obviously I want to do the right thing too and make sure that we don't anger any of the neighbors.
All right. So it seems pretty straightforward. Any other questions for the applicant? If not, Anybody got the energy level to throw out a
believe it motion? Or not, I'll make a motion to approve.
Wow. Hold on, let me get my
camera. Is that the fourth of the night?
Say that again. Hey,
what?
He's got the camera.
So,
I'll second that.
Thanks. We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor of the application, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Got one opposed.
Passes.
All right. You're good to go. Just work with them on the details and. Okay, next up we've got 2026-009, Brock Meadows, for an accessory dwelling.
Okay, subject property is 6399 East State Highway 76, Kirbyville, Missouri, Scott Township, Section 20, Township 23, Range 20. Brock Meadows is seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit located at that address. It's currently zoned R1. Let me show you guys where it's at. All right, so we got the Kirbyville area here. New Water District 2 is here. Kirbyville School's here, and he is right here. He actually owns both these parcels. A little closer, and he might correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it was on this parcel, correct, in
yes,
the back?
Sir. Yes.
R1. And he's looking at building a structure back here, and I think it was for his son.
The structure is already built.
Oh, it's already built.
Yes, I permitted for that. I'm wanting to just add living quarters in the structure.
I've got you. Am I close at all on the right location? Or?
It's a little further back towards the woods. There's a big tree out there on the right, so it's a little further back. Right at the wood line, yes.
Okay.
If you just went straight back from where you're at.
Okay. So he's saying it's back in here somewhere.
Yes.
And you own both lots?
I do.
Okay.
All right.
And with that, that's allowed in R1?
It is. So you couldn't rent it. It's only for family or friends.
It's for my 22-year-old autistic son.
Yep. And
no nightly rentals?
No.
We got to cover our bases.
not even 30-day long-term can he do it. You can't even do long-term.
You can't?
This is family, guest only. Yeah, non-paying.
All right. Looks like a great option for you. So pretty straightforward. Anybody to speak for or against this application? Hearing none? Pretty straightforward. Can't look to George anymore.
I'll make the motion.
We got a motion to approve. The application is presented. We've got a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Appreciate it. Thank you for coming before us.
Gentlemen, we got one more.
All right, they're all in the front row here.
Yes, who it is.
The gentleman.
All right. Okay, we got another CUP accessory dwelling unit. Same deal. Subject, Susan Davis and Johnny Sally. Subject property, 1865 Sunset Inn Road, Branson, Missouri, Scott Township, Section 22, Township 23. Range 21, you guys are going to notice there we did one almost just like this a few months ago, right across the street.
We're almost in the same. Okay, so the request, they are seeking Planning Commission approval for a conditional use permit for an accessory dwelling unit located at that address, parcel number 08-5.0-22-000-000-034.002. Property is currently RR1. Let me show you where it's at. Best way I could get it. So we had 76. You want to take T, and then you want to cut off, and I cannot remember. What's the cutoff road to get off T?
Sunset.
Sunset, it curls. Here's T. Curls back around, and you go all the way almost to the end. If you remember, we did the exact thing here for a mother-in-law's right there. They're asking for the same thing on their property. Right here. RR1. Try to get another view. I don't know where their home's going to be. I thought we'd ask him. So, with that, I'll turn it over to the applicant.
My name is Johnny Sally. I'm here with my wife, Susie. the house that we're going to put up there is actually for my son, or my daughter, and soon to be son-in-law. They're getting married. So, they're going to be putting their house closer towards where Ladybug is where they plan on putting it. No well. They're going to tie into our well. They will have a septic system. The driveway, we were going to come out maybe on Ladybug. I know it's got to be, correct me if I'm wrong, 150 feet from an intersection. Is that correct?
Yeah, just 75.
Is it 75? Okay. So, and we have ample room there. And then if they have to come out on Sunset Inn Road, they can come out anywhere they want. I mean,
just remember when you do, if you get this approved,
right?
You got to get the road approved before you just put it in, even if you got the room. So go right through our road and bridge department, get that right, and then you've already touched base with us on septic. So
yeah,
you're on the right page.
Yeah. So. It's the lady back behind us. That's my sister-in-law. So.
So the same rules apply to this as like to the one we just talked about.
Exact same thing. Yeah, cannot, no nightly rental, cannot rent it, family, guest use only.
Couldn't be cut off and sold.
He didn't have the acreage. If he ever got sewer, he could. But it's on septic, and he's right at 2 acres right now. So no, could not be split off and sold.
So this is only for family.
Right.
You can't live there until you marry that girl.
June is the mayor's day.
Put a tin up. All right. Just to be official, is anyone here to speak for or against this application? No. Okay. So, any other comments, questions?
Yeah. What do you got to say?
Yeah, are you guys for it?
I like his thought. You got to marry her.
That's a stipulation.
All right.
Old school.
So, seems pretty straightforward application as well. So, any further questions, or we got enough for somebody to make a motion?
I would make a motion to approve and present it.
I want a second Dave's motion.
All right. We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
Praise the Lord.
Hearing none, all those in favor, raise your hand and say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
So did they need to reach out to you at all or for permits, or how does that work?
We'll get, yes, we'll issue a decision record by the end of the week, and then you'll just need to come in for your building permit. With that will be your driveway access approval. You'll need to get in front of that, and then you'll take care of the septic in our office also.
Thank you for your patience. Thank you for your patience.
You got to see what we get to live through every month.
It's actually kind of fun. It's not
education. Yeah. All right, is there any old or new business?
Thank you.
Have a
good night, y'all.
No?
Good night.
Maybe?
Devin Sonnefeld has resigned. So I just wanted to tell the board officially that she's stepping down because of just overwhelming family and work ties, and so she's stepping down.
She did an awesome job. So what township does she represent? Do you know?
You would ask me that.
Beaver.
Beaver. Cedar Creek or
Cedar Creek.
Cedar Creek or.